Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
a miracle.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
together for the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are, come on and tell them.
Come on, let's get back in praise this morning. Come on, shout glory, hallelujah, to his holy name. Come on, lift up your voice right now. Hallelujah to the one true God, the one that is able to do all things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come believing on today, on this line, trusting God in all things, for all things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. Oh, my Oh, Lord, only you, oh, God, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come believing, oh, God, hallelujah. We come decreeing, declaring your goodness this morning. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, let's give God some praise right now for new mercy and new grace. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for remembering us. Amen. Come on, shout to the rock of our salvation. We will lift up our eyes to the hills from whence comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Amen. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Come on and shout glory. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Come on, let's give God some praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're still here. We are kept, amen. We are free, and we are free indeed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, move mighty on this line today. Holy Spirit, have your way. We welcome you right now to have your way. Make your residence in us. Come on, come on, come on. Have your way right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God, as we come this morning. We come with all faith. Amen. We come this morning on one accord with combined faith, oh God, trusting you for a mighty move in our life and those in our family and all that we bring on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that healing will spring forth, that deliverance will come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that a way will be made, oh God. Amen. That wisdom will be restored, oh God. Knowledge of your word, oh God. Amen. That we will not tear of the lack of knowledge, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that favor will come, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, deliver, and change our lives from today onwards, amen. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and prayer and warfare, and to win the battle, release the grace over us right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for encamping your warring angels around us to keep us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. Oh, Lord, as you've been remembered on today, and we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Amen. Let there be a great pouring in this morning. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord God, we come, oh God. Hallelujah. We're praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving, and a heart of forgiveness. We forgive those who have hurt us, wronged us, abused us, accused us, lied on us, lied to us, talked about us, rejected us, abandoned us. And we forgive them right now. And, Lord, we ask that you would forgive them and help them, oh God, to interpreting the simple ways and evil doings of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray that you will call them nigh unto you this very hour, that they may receive the gift of salvation. Amen. Which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who did it all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on Calvary. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come asking, what is it that you have for us to do? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you will continue to be our strength, be our truth, be our life, and be our way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have given us by your grace and mercy. We tell you that you've given us another day to press in and to press on. You have given us another day, oh God, that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take away what you have given us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise and we thank you that even as we press on today, we will make it. Hallelujah. And there's nothing that the devil can do to stop us from making it because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us this day. Amen. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God. Amen. You're a merciful God, and you never leave us nor forsake us. Today, as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, oh Lord, give us victory and receive all the praise, all the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah, the victory that belongs to you, oh God, for giving us, hallelujah, these great blessings of life. We thank you for your help, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, hallelujah, we still can thank you enough. But Lord, we come trusting you, God. Lord, we trust you for a breakthrough in our peace, a breakthrough in our strength, a breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our relationships, a breakthrough in our healing, breakthrough in our deliverance, oh God. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us go to a greater glory and greater altitude in you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against every hindering spirit in our life, every spirit of deception, deceitfulness. I come against every spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation, mental illness. I come against the spirit of destruction and death, premature death, guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death. I come against every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, bitterness, and resentment. I come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. I come against every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, anxiety, self-righteousness, self-criticalness, self-delusion, any spirit that's operating in us, every familiar spirit, Jezebel spirit, Python spirit, spirit of Leviathan. I command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and never to return to us or those in our family. And I decree and declare with all faith this deliverance, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you that you're on our side. We decree and declare that great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We will not fear what man can do, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We pray, hallelujah, for a Holy Ghost arrest for those in our family that have been led astray, that have decided to walk away. Let there be an arrest on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, set them down and set them still. Oh, Lord, and minister to their mind, spirit, and body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh. Fill us afresh when we've been emptied. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew, hallelujah, renew us right now. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us right now. Oh, Lord, let there be a time of refreshing right now. Let this be the appointed time, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, breathe on us. Ha, shut up. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every anti-abundance power in our life, hallelujah, break and be destroyed right now. Wherever the devil has put limitations that we will not have the power of God on our life, we break those limitations right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, heal us, oh Lord. Heal every area of our lives where there has been any backsliding, hurt, pain, disappointments, or limitations. Oh, Lord, heal us completely in those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Oh, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, open up our understanding and learning the scriptures. When we read your word, let us understand your scripture. Let your fire burn up in us. Let the fire become more. Let the fire become a furnace. Let the anointing of your fire be upon our life and those in our family. Hallelujah, they become even more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, awaken our sleeping spirits, oh God. Help us to put on the full armor light. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let us see with new eyes and hear with new ears and speak with a new tongue. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we don't have the spirit of fear but love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Power in a sound mind, amen. And we operate in it, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive right now by faith, hallelujah, power to mount up on wings like eagles. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, empower us. Give us strength, oh God, and understanding, ability, and grace to stay away from anything or anybody that might cause us to stumble and fall. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Right now, by faith, we receive fresh fire, fresh anointing, fresh oil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost upon our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from this day forth, we will never be the same. Amen. We're going to another level in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not be a misfire arrow in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall be an arrow that is fired and goes well and accomplishes its mission in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any foundation of power working against us, against our salvation, I command you to be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every yoke working against our spiritual growth in our life, in our career, in our marriages, in our womb, in our ministry, in our peace, in our wisdom, in our knowledge, I destroy you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that it is done, that it is complete. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for unity. Amen. We thank you for restoration. We thank you that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you will open up doors of blessings in our lives and those in our family, spiritual doors of blessings, open doors wherever we need to go into that direction you want us to go. Oh God, open those doors right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Doors of blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and close doors of evil, shut doors of evil, and open up doors of blessings. Amen. I decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare what I'll say because you have blessed us and you have favor, hallelujah, upon our life, oh God, that you have favored us, that we will eat and drink in the courts of your holiness. Amen. We are, hallelujah, that we are redeemed of the Lord, and hallelujah, and we sought out a city not forsaken. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are mentioned the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us. Amen. And the great goodness towards the house of Israel, which is the church, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to a multitude of his loving kindness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, meet us as we rejoice and work righteousness. Amen. Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay. We are the works of your hand, oh God. Hallelujah. Mold us, oh God, in the way that you would have us to be. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are the seed of Jacob. We are the elect. We are, hallelujah, and we inherit the holy mountains and dwell there. Amen. We dwell in Sharon and lie down in the valley of Achor. We are a new creation in Christ. We are farmers. Hallelujah. Life is not remembered. Amen. Nor does it come into mind. Amen. For old has passed away and the new has come. We stand as new women and men of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We are, hallelujah, we're healed by the stripes of Jesus, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Made new. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you rejoice over us. And weeping and crying has departed our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare according to Isaiah 65:21-23, we will not labor in vain, but we will enjoy the fruit of our labor. We are blessed of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Isaiah 65:24, before we call, you will answer, and while we're yet speaking, you will hear. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you that you've kept your warring angels around us. We thank you, Lord God, that you've sent your angels, oh God, to fight against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. So we decree and declare answered prayers on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, extend peace to you. your church like a river, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our heart rejoices and our bones flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord is made known to us. We come to the mountain of the Lord, to Zion, and hallelujah, we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. You are the Lord, our righteousness. We are saved, and we dwell in safety, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, satisfy our soul with the abundance and fill us with your goodness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Let your covenant of peace continue from generation to generation. Let your sanctuaries be established in our midst. Lord, we pray for our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, generations to come. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for the peace of our children. We pray for their protection, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, your hand will continue to be upon their life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to lead them and guide them and instruct them that they will truly be blessed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Lord. Lord, you came to make an end of sin and to establish your kingdom. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare that all our sins are forgiven and they're washed and we're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, you came to bring an everlasting righteousness and establish your kingdom. Hallelujah. Let thy will be done, oh God. Let the nations eat from the tree of life, oh God, and let them be for medicine. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the river of life flow from your dwelling place throughout the nations. Hallelujah. And let the nations be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, magnify yourself and sanctify yourself and let the nations know that you are the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, help us. Oh, Lord, we want to do thy will, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you that even right now, God, as we're trusting you, oh God, and even when the enemy comes in like a flood, your word says that your spirit will lift up a standard and keep us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. We want to thank you, thank you, thank you on today. Right time. Oh, Lord, help right now. Let our life be such a harvest that we won't be able to bring in all of it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ before plowing time. And let us have grapes left over from the seed in the season, a fruitful vineyard that covers the mountains. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, which is our kindness and our substance and our knowledge of your word, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us build our towns and live in them, oh Lord. May we drink wine from our own vineyards and eat the fruit we grow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you made us the lender and not the borrower. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let Judah, hallelujah, which is praised, dwell in our life forever, and your church from generation to generation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, plant our roots deep in the land, oh Lord, that you have given us so that we will never be uprooted again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. As we come on today, oh Lord, do a new thing in us, amen. Do a new thing in my mother, Kara. Do a new thing, oh God, in your daughter, Bernstein. Do a new thing in your daughter, Classy, amen. Do a new thing in your daughter, Twana. Do a new thing in your daughter, Vera. Do a new thing in your daughter, Laverna. Do a new thing, oh God, hallelujah, your daughter, Kimma. Do a new thing, oh God, in your daughter, Teresa. Do a new thing, oh God, in your daughter, Connie. Do a new thing in your daughter, Ruth and May, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, because we belong to you, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We stand on your promises of yes and amen. And we will not be moved by the subtle attacks of the enemy. Oh, Lord, because we know that you are with us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us and protects us. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sin our way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our life and those in our family. And we decree and declare victory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we receive the victory. Hallelujah, God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Devil, you are a defeated foe, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've already lost the battle. The victory is already won, hallelujah. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker, amen. We blind his eyes and we deafen his ears, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my Lord, my God. We paralyze the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, my Lord, my God, because you have given us the power and authority, hallelujah, to do so, and we pick up that authority on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have not. We pick it up on today, and we use that authority, and we command the works of the enemy to cease in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that's been sitting by the camp of the enemy that's on his way, oh God, let them be cut down and pushed back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you. Sickness, you cannot stay. You got to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Misery, you cannot stay. You got to go. Sorrow, you cannot stay. You got to go. Confusion, you cannot stay. You got to go. Destruction, you cannot stay. You got to go. Death, you cannot stay. You got to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Death, you cannot stay. You got to go. We command you to cease and get out. Do not come back up in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Devil, you've been exposed. Hallelujah. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we receive it. Amen. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. We thank you, Lord God, for turning things around for our good. We receive the turnaround on this morning. Hallelujah, God. We love you, Father God. Have your way, Lord. We thank you for the victory and breakthrough today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that the power in the name of Jesus Christ will be released, and we thank you that the anointing will be released right now, the anointing and the power of breakthrough, amen, the anointing and the power of deliverance, amen, the anointing and the power of healing, the anointing and the power that will take us to another level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, as we enter in on this morning, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you will let the scripture take root in us and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. And Father God, we ask, oh God, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding your word, oh God, that we can apply to our daily lives. Hallelujah, that we live a life that is upright in thy sight, oh Lord, so that we will be doers of your word, not just readers and hearers, Father God, but doers of your word. It is our prayer, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask, oh God, that you'll bless those in our family, oh God, bless us in our going and coming on today. Lord, that you encamp your warring angels around us to keep us safe from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh, Father God, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, as we receive by faith, traveling grace and mercies for us and those in our family and God's children around the world. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And those in our family, all that we love and concerned about that's connected to us, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us. We cover the blood of, hallelujah, we cover every vehicle, form of transportation that we take on today. Over our homes, hallelujah, in it, round about it, every street, road, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread. Hallelujah, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn, and we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, in your blessing, oh God, bless us, and your multiplying, oh God, multiply us with thy favor and thy goodness and thy protection and thy love, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help us, oh God. Help us. We all need your help, and we thank you for your help. We thank you for your help that's on the way. We decree and declare that we are blessed, and all things are working together for the good of our life, of those in our family, and all that we love. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for turning it all around for our good, that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right where you are. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, right now, right where you are. If you just open up your mouth right now and just thank God. Come on, come on, come on. We got a pump of you. Come on, if you believe that man that God has kept you, you got to leave this house and have a life. Hallelujah. You got a reason to thank God right now because he gave you.
God be glory.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're in pain, if you're confused, I'm going to say God is able.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God. Come on.
Thank you. My Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Good morning,
family. Good morning.
Good morning.
God has truly blessed us with a new day. Amen. New mercies and new grace. Amen. We are not running out of mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, I'm going to call your name this morning. We want to know how you're doing and how you've been. Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome, my mother Carol. God bless you. How you doing and how you been? Mama? Carol? You on mute. All right, we're going to keep on going. She's on mute. All right. Hey, Bernadine, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone that's on the line. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And I want to say happy belated Mother's Day to everyone that was on the line last Saturday. I wasn't on there. I'm doing good. My two daughters went with me to church. I had a Mother's Day program, and everything was doing great. Great.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Hey, Bernadine, so good to hear your voice and you're back on the line. We definitely missed you. I was like, I called your name without anybody, without even looking to see if your number's on here. Aunt Bernadine. And she's not even okay.
Well,
God bless you. I'm glad you enjoyed your Mother's Day. We definitely missed you. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you.
I love you, too.
Amen. Thank Hallelujah. Mama Carol, God bless you. Mama, you back?
I'm back.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody, from Houston way down there to Louisiana. Guess what? I'm
good. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Mama. We love you. Thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All righty. Ain't classy. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Good morning, family. I'm glad to be on the line today. Thank God for waking me up close in my right mind. And I'm feeling great today and enjoy that wonderful prayer. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So good to hear you. Amen. Lord, that you're doing good. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen.
Yes,
amen. My niece Dawn, God bless you. Welcome back. How you doing? How you doing?
Good morning, family. I'm glad to be back on the line with you all. Glad to be in God's presence. They were two or more gathered in my name. I'm in the midst of them, so I'm glad to be here in the presence of God on this morning. Doing good. Family is good. I'm doing good.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. Good to hear you back on the line. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning.
I'm good. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I thank God for another day. Happy Saturday, family. God bless you. God keep you. Thank God for another good week. One more time on the line with my family. I am blessed. I am truly blessed. Thank God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to always have you on the line.
All of my family.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing? And how y'all been?
Good morning. Good morning, family. Doing good.
Good,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aunt Vera.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're doing good, doing great, and it's a blessing to look at this wonderful day this morning. Thank God for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to always have you two on the line here. It's nothing like it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God.
Thank you. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Jamel, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Jamel.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderful. Another day with mercy and grace.
I'm
just excited about the day. and the opportunity that we have. It's such a blessing to be on this call. So thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. So good to have you on the line. Amen. Nothing but God. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Well, good morning, family.
Good morning.
Thank God for another day. This beautiful day. I'm out and about this morning, my brother and I, and he wanted to get out this morning. So we're out doing a few things, and all is well, and it's just good to be here on the line with my family once again.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Kim. We love you, and we thank God for you. Always good to see you, hear you on the line. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing, and how you been?
I'm blessed. I'm doing good. God have blessed me to be on the line one more time. Last week I wasn't on there, but I'm on here today, and I thank the Lord. And I love all my family on the phone, and I want you all to pray for me because I got to go for a test on the first, that everything will be well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray for you right now. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Doretha. Lord, we know that you're with her, God. We know your words that you'll never leave nor forsake. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord, that you'll go before, oh, God, preparing the way, Father God. Touch the hands of those that you have placed and appointed for such a time, oh, God, to be there for your daughter. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare victory, that all is well, that you've already worked it out. We decree and declare healing. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your healing worship, your healing anointing to the body, oh, God, of your daughter, Doretha, that you have placed her in, Father God. So, Lord, we thank you right now, Father God, that you've already turned it all around. We thank you that it's worked out, Father God. So let peace right now. Let peace take over, Lord God. Lord, restore right now. We pray for restoration. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every nerve in her body, every bone, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you, protects you, answers for you, heals you, delivers you, redeems you, makes all things new in you and for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare a great testimony being birthed. Hallelujah.
Lord,
when she go out, you're coming back, coming out wealthy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whole, new. Amen. Restored, blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us to receive it right now. Increase her faith even more to receive it, knowing that it's already done. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Glory to God. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walking in expectation, knowing it's already done. Expecting the doctor to say, you know what, when we thought we saw, when we thought it was, it's not that. Amen. Whatever it was, it's no more. Amen. God has turned that thing around. Amen. And we just thank God for it right now. We rejoice. Amen. In it all right now that you are healed, delivered, set free, blessed, made new, transformed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we thank you, Father God. Only God can do it. Amen. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Again, welcome,
amen.
Family. Welcome. It's so great to be here on the line this morning. I am doing good. I'm doing great. Hallelujah. I'm just thanking God for the more. You know, when I say more, I mean the more opportunities to serve God, the more to do more for God, to do more in the kingdom, to be more in position. Amen. And I just encourage you all today, those of you all that are busy doing a lot of other things, to make sure that you're not allowing other things to get in the way of your time with God. You know, a lot of times we allow everything else to take God's place. We allow everything else, other people and conversations. But I want to encourage you on today to make sure that you're not allowing those things to take the place of God. Amen. Be encouraged to seek him more. Be encouraged to know that God loves you and God is calling you for such a time as this. I don't care who you are, how old you are, or how you look or how you don't look. God needs us. Amen. We are all part of Christ's body. So God bless you all. God keep you. this morning. We'll wrap up here at around 11. I do have to run. These last couple of weeks, I have a lot to do as we're preparing for our upcoming event here. But I definitely want to be in position. So if you have any prayer petition, right after we have scripture, we'll go right into our prayer petition, and I'll pray for them collectively unless I'm led to pray anything different. We'll let the Holy Spirit move. Amen. So we thank God again this morning. I thank God for my mom, and I just lift you up this mother, mom. Not sure what's to come here, but I just pray for you this morning. I want you to know that God loves you and God is calling you for such a time as this, and you must hear, amen, not with your natural ear, but God, with the supernatural, in the supernatural, you know, operating in the spirit. So God is calling you for such a time as this, and you must obey. You must hear and listen what God is saying for you to do in this season of your life. Amen. It's so important. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit who speaks. Amen. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a vessel. Allow myself to be used by God. And I'm so grateful in the use. Hallelujah. This morning our scripture is going to be coming from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 11 through 17. And while we go to that scripture, I just want to share with you how while I was praying, it was very difficult. So I'm not sure who's dealing with what at this time, but the prayers that they went forward with all this on the line, whatever you may be dealing with, and not even understanding what you're dealing with, the attack is real. And be free from it. Just know and just raise your hands up and just say, I'm free, and God will give it all over to you. Don't hold on to it. Don't pick it up after the call. That was a battle that was going on the line, and I felt it all in my belly. I felt it all in my side as I was praying. I was sweating like I was out in the sun pouring, and the work and the pain that I was experiencing while praying. So just be free. Yeah. Be free. Lift your hands up. Just thank God. Yes, thank God for the victory because it is won. Thank God you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to set your mind on it. God is taking care of that thing, for the battle is already won in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 11 through 17. That's John chapter 15, verse 11 through 17. The Bible says, these things I've spoken to you, and this is Jesus speaking. These things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Mm-hmm. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends. If you do whatever I command you, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Amen. So when we look at the scriptures here, family, this morning, we thank God for the word. Amen. When things are going well, we feel good. We feel elated. We're excited, you know. When we feel at peace. When hardship comes, we sink into sorrow. But true joy, I want us to understand that the true joy transcends the rolling waves of circumstances. Joy comes from a consistent relationship with Jesus Christ. See, when our lives are intertwined with his, he will help us walk through adversity without sinking into debilitating lows and manage prosperity without moving into deceptive highs. See, the joy of living with Jesus Christ daily will keep us level-headed no matter how high or low our circumstances are. When we look at verse 12 and 13 here, we are to love each other as Jesus loved us. I want us to understand that. We are to love each other as Jesus loved us, not as how the person is loving us, but how Jesus loved us. I hope we get an understanding of that. We're not to just love how, oh, well, he don't love me or she doesn't love me this way, so I'm not going to love. No, we are to love each other as Jesus loved us. And he loved us enough to give his life for us.
We may or may not have to die for someone, but we can also practice sacrificial love in other ways, listening, helping, encouraging, giving. You know, think of someone who needs this kind of love today and give all, you know, give all the love you can. You know, I got a phone call this morning from a young lady, and she was feeling discouraged. And people were continuing to discourage her. You know, the devil was sending other people to discourage her and to touch and agree in that discouragement. Oh, yeah, I understand why you're discouraged. Well, just go ahead and not do that. Just go ahead and don't do this. What is wrong with this baby? Good morning. Amen. And when we look at the scripture in 15, the Bible says, hallelujah, no longer do I call you servants. Because Jesus Christ is our Lord and Master, he has the right to call us servants. Instead, he regards us as friends. Hallelujah. We were studying this scripture in our minister training class, so I know Twan and Jamil are familiar with the scripture. Exodus. So that's very comforting and reassuring to me, and I hope it is to you all to be chosen. But also, he wants to be, you know, to be his friends. We're friends to Jesus because he's our Lord and Master. We owe him, hallelujah, we owe him everything. We are our unqualified obedience, and we should listen to everything he says because we are his friends. We should love him and others the way he loves us. Amen. Unconditional. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, we don't have to do anything for him to love us. He loves us. He has given himself for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here in scripture, in verse 16 and 17, Jesus made the first choice to love and to die for us, to invite us to live with him forever. We make the next choice to accept or reject his offer. Without his choice, we would have no choice to make. We as Christians, and once I say Christians, would get plenty of hatred from the world, you know, and sometimes the ones that are closer to us, the ones that we love, we don't expect that from, and people become church hurt. Okay, here we go. All right. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. I wanted to understand this from each other. We need love and support. The question is, I ask you, so you can ask yourself, do you allow small problems to get in the way of loving other believers? Jesus commands us that you love them, and he will give you the strength to do it. Amen. Because, Lord, there's no way I can do it, Lord. You're going to have to help me. And he will. He will step in and help you. Hallelujah. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the hearers and the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God, to love like Christ, amen, as we have been commanded to love one another. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen. You know, the line can hang up sometime, and I'm just going, and y'all don't hear me, so thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. This time we're going to have our prayer petition here, and then we're going to wrap up here. Hallelujah. We're going to start with you, Mama. God bless you. Go ahead, Carol.
Praying for more closer walk to the Lord. I don't know if that's less was for me, but I'm praying for more closer walk to the Lord. That's my prayer, and continue healing. And pray for marriages. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That was a message there for you, Mom. So, yes, ma'am.
Amen.
And we lift you up right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as your daughter comes seeking, oh, God, if she come knocking, oh, God, if she come asking, oh, God, that you will open up, that you will hear, God, that you will speak to her, Father God. Oh, Lord, that you will fall in line to you this hour, oh, God, anything that's just keeping away from you, any stumbling block, oh, God, that's keeping away, oh, God, from you, Father God, let it be removed right now, any person, oh, God, let them be uprooted, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, as she seek you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God, understanding and knowing that all things shall be added unto us, oh God. Oh, so, Lord, I pray right now for restoration, oh God. Oh, restore the relationship, oh God. Restore the time, oh God. Oh, Lord, restore a prayer life, oh God. Restore a Bible study time. Oh, Lord, help her to stay focused on you, Father God. Help her to keep her mind stayed on you, that you'll keep her in perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, let her, oh Lord, help her to know with you all things are possible. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that even her healing, oh God, as she seek you, that she will find and receive her healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to hold on to you and in nothing else of this world, oh God, because this will perish. This shall go away, oh God, but you are from everlasting to everlasting. And we just want to say thank you. We shout and we rejoice knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that she has come, oh God, to receive from you and you alone. And it is so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for healing on today, oh God. Oh Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that healing spring forth in the body, oh God. Oh Lord, help her on today. Amen. Help her to receive her healing, oh God. Increase her faith. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare great testimony that healing has come and she's received it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that you will strengthen every marriage, oh God. Hallelujah. Restore the love, oh God. Restore the peace, the joy, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever the enemy has caused division in marriage that you called, oh God, that divine unity come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that they would speak with a new tongue and hear with new ears, oh God, and see with new eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. And we decree and declare by faith that it's so. I receive it for my marriage. Those that own the line, receive it for yours. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you, my Lord, my God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our marriages. And I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ keeps us unified. It keeps us loving. It keeps us trusting. It keeps us, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the favor upon our marriages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah. When a man finds a wife, he finds favor. Amen. And with his wife, there's no lack. So we decree and declare, hallelujah, that there's no lack in our marriages. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. If you're on the line today and you receive that for yourself, hallelujah.
I receive it.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, mama. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. 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 At this time, I ain't going to sing. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Thanks, Lord. I pray for a special prayer for Dorisha and hoping that everything turn out good on your test. And I love you always. Ain't going to sing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you, too.
Amen. We touch and agree in the name of Jesus Christ. It is so. And it shall be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
amen. God bless you. Ain't Bernadine. We love you. We thank God for you. Ain't Classy. God bless you. Go ahead.
Prayer, special prayer for Dorisha too. This ain't Classy. Everything going to be all right. Just put your trust in God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We touch and agree with our aunt. Class
yes,
and Bernadine, the prayers that went forward. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I am firmly believing, and I have very strong faith that our answers and our prayers that went forward have been answered and are being answered, and there's healing and deliverance. And that it's healing and deliverance is already done. It's being done. That the sick will be healed. That the sick will be made well. And my prayer is that we don't get weary in well doing. And for those that are getting weary in well doing and getting weary, and as they intercede in prayer, I just pray that you know and believe that the first shall be last. I know as us women, I feel that we do a lot. We do a lot, and we always put everybody else before us. And, you know, we have a whole bunch to do within a household, and we got to get this person ready, and we're left with little time. But God reminded me yesterday that the first shall be last and the last shall be first, and he will take care of us, and he will give us all that we need, and he'll cover us and bless us. So that's my prayer petition on today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God, we touch and agree right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Thank you.
I just want us to be mindful of the time as we go forward. I want everybody to get an opportunity to have a prayer petition so we can wrap up here.
So God bless you. Thank you, Twan. God bless you.
I continue to pray for my mom's health and strength and for my health and strength to take care of my mom. Her skin seems to be breaking. So, and I'm trusting and believing God will just show me what to do to keep that and heal that. And I thank God for my husband, who never complains about all the time that I spend with my mom, and he does what he can to help me with her, so I'm grateful for that. So just continue to trust God and believe God that all is well. All is well.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We touch and agree right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you will continue to heal, deliver, and set free, oh God, anything that's going on in the life and the body of your daughter, Aretha May, oh God. And, Lord, we pray the strength of our children, oh God. Pray the strength of God up for her, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare that you are the strength.
Thank
you are the strength, Father God. And, Lord, we pray for divine wisdom, oh God, for your daughter to know what to do when she don't know what to do, Father God. So, Lord, we ask that you speak even right now, Father God, that she may receive to know what to do. Amen. And it shall be done. Amen. It shall be complete. Amen. And it shall work and it shall move mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anything that's not of you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We pray the strength and the peace of our husband and children. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. God be the glory. Amen.
God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We love you. Thank God for you. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to continue, God, to bless me, to continue to just humble me, continue humbling me, continue blessing me and my family with my health and strength. And I also have to say I thank God for my husband, because I've been here for 3 years and I've not been home to live. And I thank God that he never complains. And actually, he comes here and helps me also. So I thank God for that.
Yeah.
So you guys continue to pray for me and just give me the strength. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Your word says if we humble ourselves, you will exalt us. So, Father God, your daughter, come, oh God, hallelujah, petitioning this morning to remain humble, oh God, under your mighty hand, that it will be so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you will, hallelujah, renew her strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you'll bless her with good health, wholeness, and newness of life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and those that she loves and concerned about. And we just want to say thank you that she will not become weary in well-doing. Oh, Lord, that she know that there's a reward waiting for her in heaven. Amen. And we just want to say thank you right now. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so
God
much.
Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Danielle, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good.
Did you say me?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
My prayer, well, first, I wanted to say when we talked about how when life is going good, you know, we're good, but then something happens and then, you know, we're all, like, basically down. And as you said it, I felt and I started to remember all the things that God has brought me through. And the only way I had strength was because I was in my word. And I was walking with the Lord each and every time. And I wasn't as down as I would have been if I didn't walk with the Lord all those days. And I'm so grateful that he brought me through. And so grateful that, you know, I was able to lean on him and find strength in the word and really, really lean on the Lord in those times. Because there's no way I would have got through that without the Lord at all. If you know me, I'll be running around here like a chicken with my head cut off. So thank the Lord. And
amen.
I want to pray for my friend, her dad is fighting for his life right now in the hospital. His name is Kenneth. And, yeah, I want to say a healing prayer for him today.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace in our time of need, our time of trouble, Father God. So, Lord, we come in Jesus Christ's holy name. We come lifting up your son, Kenneth. And, Lord, we pray for a mighty move even right now. Oh, Lord, that you would touch and heal right now. Touch and deliver him, oh, God. Anything that's plaguing his body, oh, God, even his mind right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask you to move mighty and divinely intervene and turn it all around for him, oh, God. Oh, Father God, let the doctors be astonished right now. Hallelujah for your move that they will even speak to him. Only God could have done this for you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for answered prayers for Kenneth. We thank you, oh, God, that even, hallelujah, as he received his healing, Father God, that he will, hallelujah, that he will seek you even in this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it's you, oh, God, that can speak to the spirit of man. It's you, oh, God, that gives, hallelujah, man's spirit to live. So we just want to say thank you, oh, God. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare life in the body of Kenneth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare the victory is won. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, God, God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for you. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. All right. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Oh, we did pray already for Doretha. Cousin Doretha, is there anything else you'd like to say? God bless you.
I just
ahead.
Want you to pray for our kids that are going to be out of school, that the Lord take care of them and keep them in his name.
Amen. We're touching and agree. Amen. The prayers are already went forth. As we protect our staff, protect our children, God, to the protection around the children and the peace of our children. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for answered prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Connie, Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, family. My prayer is for, well, you pray for the family, but Malcolm, he's going off again for internship in Dallas, and everything goes well with him. So that's my prayer this morning. But you have covered everything that I did, that I could have possibly had on my heart. So I thank you, God, for you, for your prayers.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come praying and lifting up your son, Malcolm, oh God, as he go, oh God. We ask that you bless him in his going and coming, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would continue to be with him, oh Lord. We pray for continued guidance of our Holy Spirit and leading, oh God. And we pray for divine positions of his life, oh God, that you would position him, that he would be able to see every blessing and every favor that cometh from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is our prayer that he will operate with your godly counsel and wisdom. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that peace be upon this family and all that love and concern about him, Lord God. Let them receive peace and knowing that you are with them, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. And we bless your holy name, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, I want to pray prayers over before we leave this line. The name of the presence of God, I ask that you continue to pray for me as I pray for you and those in my family. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we come, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
We come believing in you today, oh God. We come, oh precious Father God, trusting you for all things in all things. For you are the head of our life and the lifter of our head. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, help us, oh God, to worship you as you desire in truth and in spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help us to know, oh God, hallelujah, to receive and know, oh God, hallelujah, that you're able to do all things but fail. And even right now, as we're going through, oh God, or coming out, oh Lord, that you are always with us, oh God. You are always working it out for our good, for all good things coming from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, today as we decide to pick up our authority, begin to bring a change, intervene divinely in all areas of our lives, wherever things are not going well, oh, God, wherever the devil is causing havoc because we have not picked up authority in that place, begin to bring a change as we receive the grace right now to walk in divine authority that you have portioned on our lives through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We give you praise and we thank you. You are such a merciful God. You are gracious God that you even as we
we pray that you're doing something new and amazing in us, oh God, over something wonderful, Lord. As we pray in all his concern about your daughter, Doretha, oh God. Oh Lord, we decree and declare victory. We decree and declare, how do you say that we can decree a thing and it shall be established? So we decree and declare that she is healed. We decree and declare that she is blessed and she is favored by you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak life. Hallelujah, my Lord, my God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Even as we pray today that you have heard, we thank you that you've heard our prayers in advance, that you are already moving and changing things around. Where there is anyone around us that is sick, oh God, hallelujah, in their bodies, let us lay hands on the sick, hallelujah, and let the sick come well in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we command situations to change, oh God, let those situations change for the better. As we command things to be in the place that they are, that they should be, and let those things fall into place that they should be in, amen. We give you praise, and as we walk in this authority, we decree in the crowd that greater things will happen. Take us to a greater glory and a greater altitude in you, even as we walk in our divine authority. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Oh Lord, pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen. Oh Lord, increase our faith even the more, amen, that we may receive the miracle that's already working on the inside. We just decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we have the resurrection power, so we rise again, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people. It is our prayer that they all be saved. Oh Lord God, bless America. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our home and all that we love and concerned about, every family member and loved one. We thank you, Lord God, that your peace has come and peace is still. My Lord, my God, and those that are struggling in their walk with you, Father God, we pray this day that that struggle will end, oh God, that they will stand on your promise of yes and amen, that they will seek you, amen, hallelujah, that they will have a made up mind, that they will be intentional in their prayer life, they will be intentional in studying your word, oh God, that they will be intentional in serving you, Father God, and not ourselves. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. We are blessed because you have blessed us. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank Come on, let's praise you. Him right now and be free.
Thank
Receive
you.
Your
Thank
freedom.
You.
Receive your
hallelujah.
Freedom.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name
you,
of Jesus. Come on, be free, be free. Don't
Thank
be bound
you.
Again. Don't be bound
Thank
again.
You.
Amen.
Thank
Glory
you.
To God. At this time, I pause.
Amen.
If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so as we wrap up here on the call today. We'll start with you, Mama. Mama Carol, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you. And till we meet again on next Saturday, Lord, say the same.
Yes, God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hey, Bernadette, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thanks to Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I love you. And thanks to Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
We thank God for you and be safe. It's time for you to get off the land and drive careful going home. And I love you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
God you.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Twine?
Yes, I receive all the prayers and petitions that went forth. I'm grateful. And God bless you, Amy. And God bless you all, family on the line. Love y'all.
Amen. Yes. God bless you. We love you too. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and A. Vera.
God bless everyone. Love everyone. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jamel? Jamel?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for always being in a position. I received the prayers. I'm about to go have a praise break after we hang up.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless everybody.
God bless you. God bless you too. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Bless your family. Bless your husband. Everything that concerns you, God bless. To God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. All righty. All right. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, and I enjoy services, boy. Although I can't go to the house of the Lord, but I still get on the phone, and I thank you, and I love you, everybody. Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You, cuz. God bless you. God keep you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. Amen. Cousin Connie and Auntie Ruthie May. Cousin Connie. All righty. God bless you, family. I love you. I thank God for you. It's always an honor, a privilege, and to be on the line with you all every Saturday. I'm just thanking God for the more. Amen. As we come here to receive more from our Heavenly Father, we have already decreed this line to be a wellspring of God's blessing, God's anointing, and it is so, and it shall be another way. So continue to lift up our family members, Cousin Earlene and Aunt Eliza Jane, that's normally on the line, and Angela. We just thank God for everyone. I'm just so grateful. My husband, Dorsey Manning. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God bring a new love and a new harmony to you, your family, and all that's connected to you and all that you love. May this harmony be filled with a peace and love and joy that is supernatural. Amen. On a daily basis, we invite the presence of God into our homes to fill us and renew us so that we may be a living testimony of your love, mercy, and grace. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, that we believe, that we receive. To God be the glory. And we
God
all
be the glory.
Amen.
Love your family. Amen. Happy Saturday.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Love
family.
Love you all.
Amen.
All right.
One time.